Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
The fallout from Super Showdown coming up in just a moment. Plus, the AEW NXT ratings are in. No surprises if you guess it already. And which WWE Hall of Famer is selling stuff from out of his garage? For Friday, 28th of February, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Oh, get ready to get dropped in there.
He's got him up. Jesus Christ.
Oh,
that was all right.
Oh. Shoulders down.
Hey. Oh.
He's off.
Oh.
Shambles.
I'm on top of the world, living high, right in my pocket. I would live in the life, things were just the way they should be.
I love my new toy.
When from out of the sky like a bomb comes some little punk in a rocket.
The Fiend, you're next.
Now all of a sudden, some strange things are happening to me.
Goldberg's the Universal Champion.
Let me tell you about a strange things are happening to me.
I can't believe this has happened.
Strange things.
Fantastic. That's the end of the theme.
Strange things are happening to me. Ain't no doubt about it.
So as you can gather, Ross Tweddle wasn't particularly happy with that one. What you heard there was the reactions to and the end moments of the WWE Universal Championship match between The Fiend and Goldberg just from yesterday evening at Super Showdown. And as a result of that match and that pinfall, Goldberg is once again the WWE Universal Champion. This has... If I was to say this has upset social media, it would be quite the understatement. So let's go through a few bits from Super Showdown, played out in Saudi Arabia last night. We did see an appearance by The Undertaker in the opening match as AJ Styles was about to win the gauntlet by forfeit after Rey Mysterio was attacked backstage. There we see The Undertaker attacking Gallows and Anderson backstage, making his way down to the ring. Doesn't even take off his hat and cloak and choke slams AJ Styles for a very quick pinfall victory. Technically winning the trophy, Undertaker celebrated this by just walking past the trophy. This still sort of sets up for Undertaker versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. Undertaker is set to appear on the March 9th episode of Monday Night Raw. And from there, I do believe we will begin the journey towards WrestleMania for AJ and The Undertaker. Does it put AJ somewhat on the back foot to have already absorbed a pinfall from The Undertaker? I think that is a discussion that we'll probably have in the run-up to WrestleMania. And whether or not they could have got around having AJ lose to The Undertaker in such quick form before their first ever, what would have been, their first ever encounter, I guess we will see on that one. Also, other main highlights from last night's Super Showdown. We have brand new SmackDown Tag Team Champions as The Miz and John Morrison defeated The New Day. This is the first time Miz and Morrison have been tag champions since 2009. So nearly an entire, over an entire decade since they last tagged together and won the belts. Match was okay. I think if you haven't watched Super Showdown yet, a lot of the matches were very much okay. Let's just leave it as that, I think. We saw Brock Lesnar make very quick work of Ricochet, tantamount to a squash match, which surprised many. And talking of surprises, Goldberg defeating The Fiend to become the Universal Champion in the main event after four spears and just about countering a mandible claw with a jackhammer. As Goldberg celebrated on the ropes, The Fiend immediately back to his feet. But before there can be another physical altercation, The Fiend disappears. So Goldberg is left on his own to celebrate as the new Universal Champion. So what does this mean heading into WrestleMania? Well, it looks as if some of the plans that we have heard over the past few weeks are coming to fruition. And I'm sure we'll get a better idea of those plans tonight on SmackDown. So a lot of the ideas were thrown out of the window at the start of this year for WrestleMania. And the talk was that we'll be heading towards Roman Reigns versus Goldberg and The Fiend Bray Wyatt versus John Cena. Both of those matches could very feasibly be happening now with Goldberg going in as the Universal Champion and Roman Reigns challenging him. A lot of people say this is a better outcome for Roman Reigns because Roman would have no doubt been booed had he been the one to pin The Fiend. I think The Fiend was on such a hot streak to many, many people that whoever pinned him would have got a pretty bad reaction. But I guess being in Saudi Arabia, where Goldberg, as the moment Goldberg walked out, you knew like he was the star of the night. So there was no way they were going to boo him if he won. So there's weird kind of form of damage limitation by getting the belt from The Fiend and putting it on Goldberg. So then Goldberg can potentially lose to Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. We will see, I think, some of the building blocks put in place for that tonight on SmackDown. Two notable reactions on Twitter among the mire of angry people. One of them being Matt Riddle tweeting out, Willie G has been watching the Broserweight tapes. P.S. Sweet bro hammer for the win. Matt Riddle congratulating his best friend in the world, Bill Goldberg. I said that with my tongue very firmly planted in my cheek. And Macaulay Culkin from... off of the films, tweeted out, I've just cancelled my tickets for Tampa Bay. To which Bill Goldberg responded on Twitter with, duly noted, dork. There's your new Universal Champion right there. Full reaction to Super Showdown is on our Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. You can watch as Ross, Jack, Matthew and Adam all checked out the show as it happened. Later on today, I'll be with you going through every match for Super Showdown graded. That'll be on the Cultaholic YouTube channel a little bit later on today. So the ratings are in and it's another win for AEW. No surprises if you guess the Dynamite was going to win on Wednesday night once again. But this was a special victory for AEW Dynamite. They were up against the return of NBA basketball, so there was bound to be a hit. And there was a hit to both shows. However, Dynamite still managing to average around 865,000 viewers. It's down 3%, but it's still held relatively well. In that all-important 18 to 49 demographic, whilst the show was down 3%, it still held quite well, finishing ninth overall in the TV ratings. NXT, not as strong an evening, down 8% to 717,000 viewers. The 18 to 49 demographic was down 10% as well. So they had a more substantial drop in the key demographic. NXT has always done well in the 50 plus demo. However, this is the first time in history since the start of the Wednesday Night Wars that AEW had a clean sweep. And not only did they win the core demo of 18 to 49, but they cleaned up in the over 50s as well. This was a really strong night for All Elite Wrestling going into their pay-per-view Revolution on Saturday night. I don't know how much stock WWE is putting on beating AEW anymore. Certainly the last 2 weeks of NXT certainly feel like they are just sort of following their own path and they are focusing less on hitting those ratings milestones. And I'm fine for a product to organically build itself as opposed to shock tactics to try and boost the figure. I don't think AEW are doing that at all. I genuinely think, and I'm the NXT guy, I genuinely think AEW has just had a stronger product over the last couple of weeks. It's just been, there's been more to love. But hey, this is a war that is ongoing. I feel even weird calling it a war. So next week, we'll figure it all out again, won't we? New Japan and Ring of Honor are going to be teaming up for War of the Worlds once again this year. The dates have been announced May the 6th, 7th, 9th, 10th in Buffalo, New York, Ontario, Canada, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Villa Park, Illinois, respectively. You can get tickets via the Honor Club on Wednesday. General public sale next Friday. This is always a great time when Ring of Honor and New Japan do team up. And there was some question as to what the relationship was nowadays between Ring of Honor and New Japan Pro Wrestling. And the fact that they are hitting the road together for War of the Worlds does suggest it's still doing very, very strong. AEW Dynamite on Wednesday saw Le Champion get a whole load of Le Stitches. It was in that big brawl between the Inner Circle and the opponents for Saturday's Revolution that Chris Jericho got banged in the head pretty badly and needed a whole load of stitches around his forehead. He got his head bounced off the scale. He got headbutted by Moxley and then got dropped onto the scale. Yeah, caught right between the eyes. A big old cut, needed 7 stitches to close. It's going to be fine for Saturday. Chris Jericho, there was some concern about an injury there, as there was one with John Moxley way back in January. Both are indeed fighting fit for their main event clash tomorrow night at AEW Revolution. A former WWE champion, it turns out, has quite a lot of stroke backstage on SmackDown. Heath Slater and Drew Gulak have been seeing a lot of TV time as of late on 205 Live and elsewhere. And from according to Wrestling News Co., Heath Slater and Drew Gulak are getting a lot of time as a result of the influence of one Daniel Bryan. Wrestling News say Bryan pitches a lot of his own ideas. Sometimes Vince and Bruce Pritchard will turn down an idea, but a lot of things he has pitched have been used on TV. Now, the report has added that it's likely that Bryan will receive a job once his wrestling days are done, working backstage in production and training. He is considered by many backstage to be one of the smartest wrestlers in the whole of WWE. And his knowledge is very much respected and admired by the locker room. And it pays dividends for guys like Slater, like Gulak, who are on the good side of Daniel Bryan. And finally, if you fancy buying some stuff out of Mick Foley's garage or garage, if you're American, he's going to be having a garage sale on Saturday, the 29th of February at Fourth World Comics and Toys in Smithtown, New York. From about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he's going to be selling off a whole load of his stuff with proceeds donated to Christmas Magic. They're a non-profit organization, and its mission is to collect toys, gifts, and donations for the homeless and underprivileged in Long Island. A really worthy cause. And anything with Christmas in, you know that Mick Foley is going to immediately be a fan of. So that'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Friday. Check out the YouTube channel later on today as we'll be doing Super Showdown Graded, you and I, breaking down the entire of the Saudi Arabia shenanigans from last night. Should be interesting times ahead. And on the podcast feed tomorrow, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. It's myself and Justin Henry breaking down an old episode of Monday Night Raw. We're in the new generation era right now where things are a little bit peculiar. I'll just leave it at that, and you can listen to it on the podcast feed at your leisure over the weekend. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.